I'd like to share with you something tonight that came as a result of me reading a news article this week. And it's almost like that once I had read it and was thinking about it, the Lord just started pouring in scripture, and I'd like to share that with you. Some of you probably maybe have even read it in the news this week. Apparently, Vice President Pence made this statement. He said, "I talk to Jesus, and Jesus talks to me." Well, there was a woman reporter that heard that, and she had something to say about it. She said, "I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. But Pence thinks that Jesus tells him things." She said, "It's one thing to talk to Jesus, but it's another thing should he talk to you." In other words, you can talk to him, but he doesn't answer back. And it was so strange to her that she put a label on it. Said, when Pence has said that Jesus talks to him, that sounds to me like a mental illness. That was her response to that knowledge. And so I was thinking about that as I went to bed that night. That's a pretty strong statement of somebody that says, "I'm a Christian, but I've never heard him talk to me. In fact, I think you're mentally ill if you say you've heard him." And so I went to bed that night and woke up during the night with scriptures just pouring in my head, scriptures and songs. And so I said, "I got to get up. I'm going to have to start writing these down." So I wrote them down and laid back down to go to sleep, and more started coming. And I thought, okay, I'll remember those in the morning. And so I didn't get up. And before I fell asleep, they were gone, and I could not remember them. And I was just laying there. I said, "Lord, I tell you what, if you'll bring them back to me, I'll get up and write them down." And right then, they came back to me. Now, it was almost like to me, it was almost like the Lord saying, you know, they can say what they want to over there. I still talk to people. And then Lorenda called a song tonight, "Sitting at the Feet of Jesus, Oh What Words I Hear Him Say." The very thing that this person says, "I'm a Christian, but there's something wrong with you if the Lord speaks to you." So here's what I would like to share with you, both scripture and song. I think song is important if scripture will back it up. There's many religious songs out in the world that are just, they sound good, they are have a good thought, but you would not be able to back it with scripture. So tonight, the songs that I'll give you, I want to be able to back them with scripture. So what I would like to start with is this question. Does the Bible tell us of a two-way communication?
Yes.
From the very beginning, it tells us of a two-way communication, of God coming down in the cool of the day to visit with Adam and Eve. And then when God came down and Adam was hidden, and God says, "Where are you?" Adam talked back to God again. But there's something else that I'd like for us to look at for a little bit. It's not just God that has the two-way communication. Satan was also there and was able to communicate and receive communication. When Satan asked Eve, "Has God really said that you cannot eat of every tree of the garden?" She spoke back to Satan and said, "He's told us that we can eat of the trees, but of this one we cannot eat of." There's something that that reporter failed to realize, and that's this. We're all of us in the world are dealing with voices coming to us. The voice of the Lord or the voice of Satan.
Yes.
And it's the decisions that we make from that voice that is coming to us that is very critical for us. There is a verse in Deuteronomy 30 and 19, God talking. And you know, really, here's something that we need to realize is we say God never talks to me, Jesus never talks to me. You need to open up the Bible. Because scripture throughout the Bible is God himself talking to us. And this Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I have set before you, this is God talking, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life,
yes,
so that thou and thy seed shall live. God speaking to us, speaking to the children of Israel. But you know what? We can take all scripture is profitable for us also today. So maybe we say, no, I don't have to deal with Satan talking to me. I'm a Christian. You know what? Jesus had to deal with Satan talking to him. Matthew 4:1, when it said he was tempted by Satan, Satan came to him and told him, if thou be the Son of God, first of all, turn these stones into bread. And you know what? Jesus answered him back again. But what was important to me about that, we're going to have Satan come to us. And it's not always going to be with a flag and say, I'm Satan. I want to talk to you for a little bit. You know, sometimes he can try to make us think this is my own thoughts and it's okay to go this direction. Look at the world today and the direction they're going. I would imagine that not very many of them would tell us, yes, Satan is leading me. No, they will say, I'm doing what I want to do. But with Jesus, Satan even used scripture when he was talking to Jesus. But you know what? Jesus knew scripture also. And I think it's very important for us today to hide away the word of God in our hearts. Because Satan is going to come to us the same as he did to Jesus and say, it's happening in the world around us.
Yeah.
How many religious people are saying, I'm a Christian, I cannot live free from sin?
Yeah.
That's a voice. There is the word of God that says that we can. And I look at this, how important it is. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So that when this voice comes to me that would lead me astray, that I would be able to have the word of God to respond to that voice. You remember where Jesus said, the prince of this world,
yes,
is coming. And it has nothing in me. There is nothing in me that he can claim. This morning, Sister Maxine was talking to us about like percentages. All of self, none of God. Some of self, some of God. You know what? When Satan comes by to talk to us, it's going to be real important that I don't have anything on hand that he can say, I own this part of you.
Yes.
This part of you is going after the world, and I own that. The more, you know, Jesus, we don't see him tempted in this way anymore with Satan. Because you know what? At the end of it, Satan was through. Said Satan left him. And I believe that for us today, Satan will come to us to talk to us.
Yes.
And what the best way he would love to do it is to influence us in a way that we think, these are my own thoughts and they're okay to go in this direction. Because you know, none of us would say, okay, Satan's talking to me and I believe I'll go his way. No, it's going to have to be something more subtle than that. There is a song that we sing. It's number 64 in our blue book. It says, Satan may call,
yes,
the world may entreat me, but there is no voice that answers within. There is nothing in me that responds to that call.
Amen.
And then it says, dead to the world, dead to voices that call me. Out in the world, voices that are calling, and they're doing it to all people, saved and unsaved. There is a call coming. And there is a verse that I think is very important for us. It was given this morning in service, Matthew 6:24. You cannot serve two masters. Not going to be able to let both of them dwell within. And I give them both part-time, one's talking to me for a while and the other one, and I'm responding. Can't do it. I'm going to love the one, and I'm going to hate the other. And I think it's very important for us today to get ourselves far away from that voice that Satan would like to tempt us with, to talk to us, to draw us. And you know, he cannot take us. I have no desire to go out into sin. But you know what? The voice of Satan can come to me when someone has hurt me. And lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. And I did not think of that as being the voice of Satan telling me, hey, hold a grudge against that person. It's just almost a normal right that I have because they hurt me. But these are areas where there's a voice coming to me. You know, throughout the Bible, we find a lot of places, especially in the Old Testament, where it says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, and then they'll start out with that chapter, what the Lord showed them. You know what? The Lord speaks, and I want to keep my heart open to be able to hear that voice. Got another verse, Revelations 3 and 20. I was thinking of this verse as I thought about what she said. You know what, we talked to him, but he doesn't. There's something wrong if he talks back. This one says, and this is Jesus that's in red letters, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, so here's Jesus talking. He's wanting everybody to be able to hear his voice. Any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and I'll sup with him and he with me. Have you ever gone to, you know, my response to that is whether I will open the door or not. Have you ever gone to somebody's house, you walk up to the door and you hear somebody moving around inside, and then you knock, and I mean it's quiet as a mouse then, and you know they're there. Yeah. They'll have to go out the back door to not be there. So they're there. So you wait a little bit and you knock again, and still it's just as quiet as can be. You know what? Real soon you get an impression, I don't think they want to let me in. You know, I wonder about Jesus. Yeah. When he's knocking, I'm standing at the door knocking. And the question is, how long will he keep knocking? Yeah. If the door is not open? He has so much mercy. Mm-hmm. It says in 2 Peter 3, there's people saying, you know, we've been hearing he's coming for a long time and he hasn't done it. And he said, I want to tell you why. He's long-suffering. He's not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. So for that reason, he knocks a lot longer than I would probably knock. Still calling for that person to be saved. There is a song that I would like to look at. I've got several of them tonight, and I'd like for us to look at these because along with it, it tells us, it backs up the scripture. This is in song number 394. We sing this in altar calls, but it's telling us about that voice.
Yes.
I'd like to sing verse number 1 and 2. Oh, sinner, heed the Spirit's voice. Ere mercy's day is past, oh, while he's pleading, make thy choice. This call may be his last. Hearken to the Spirit's voice, calling still, calling still, while he's pleading, make thy choice. Ere he's gone, ere he's gone. Thy conscience once so keen to feel that voice sent to reprove, no more is stirred at God's appeal to seek his pardoning love. Hearken to the Spirit's voice, calling still, calling still, while he's pleading, Ding, make thy choice, ere he's gone, ere he's gone. So that one tells us there is a voice calling us, and that voice may not continue to call. We think about it as throughout my life, if I'm unsaved at any time, I can just get saved, and I'd like to do it 5 minutes before I die. You know, there are many people like that. I want to live however I want to live, but I'd like just a few minutes just before I die because I don't want to go to hell for the way I've been living. This one says there is a possibility that the time will come when that voice will not call anymore. I was looking at King Saul. Remember when God, through Samuel, appointed him to be king? And in a little bit of time, Saul listened to another voice. And, you know, I don't think Saul thought that voice was Satan talking to him. When he was told, God has said, go kill all, slay all the Amalekites. You know, and I have a feeling that Saul felt like it was human reasoning to save some of the animals and bring them back and sacrifice them for God. I don't believe Saul said, you know what, Satan's talking to me, and I believe I'm going to go that way. No, human reasoning is dangerous for all of us. Because I wouldn't attach Satan talking to me. I just think it's my own human reasoning. Saul came to a place in the 28th chapter from a time when God appointed him king. And now he has come to this. In the 28 and 6, when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not. You know, that would be one dangerous time. I've got the enemy around me. I used to hear the voice, and the voice would tell me if to go out to battle or not go out to battle. And now I'm asking, and there is no voice that comes back. The Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by the prophets. You know, Saul says, I've got to have an answer. God's not talking to me. And Saul in the next verse says, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit. I know this is Satan because God has told me to kill all of the witches in this area. And this one was not killed. Yes. Now Saul himself has come to the place where he says, I need an answer to this problem. You know what? Many people are going to that level today. You still see the signs of pull in here. We will read your hand, palm readers. Yes. We will be able to tell you answers to the questions that you have. You know, when all the time the Lord would like to speak to every one of us, yes, would like to lead us and guide us, but many people are not hearing that voice. So just like Saul, they're having to turn to something else. And I was thinking about this. Saul went so far down that somehow he wants to find a witch to try to get him an answer. But he disguises himself to go ask her the question. Now I look at that and I say, wait a minute. If she cannot tell who he is, she doesn't have the ability to answer any kind of question right. So what that just tells me how desperate Saul was for the answer that he was needing. Another couple that I thought about was Ananias and Sapphira. You know, when they sold their place and they said they made it up in their mind, we're only going to give a portion. I don't think they said, you know what, Satan has been talking to me and I believe I'm going to go his way. It was human reasoning, just like human reasoning would like to get me today. To say, you know what, I want to look good to the people. You know, Peter told him, said, while it was yours, you could have done what you wanted to with it. But it's when you came and said, this is the value of it. Says you didn't lie to man, you lied to the Holy Ghost. Yes. There was a song, Frank Sinatra used to sing it. Mm-hmm. I did it my way. Yes. You know what many people today are doing that? They feel like it's their way, but if they only knew there's an influence, there is a voice speaking to them, yeah, that are leading them contrary to the Word of God that wants to lead us. There is a way that seemeth right to a man, but that way, the end of that way are the ways of death. So I have a question for myself. Whose voice am I yielding to?
Yes.
I want to ask myself, and you know what, really more than asking myself, I need to do like David did in Psalms 139. Lord, I want you to search me.
Yes.
Because I'm, you know what, human reasoning is going to let me off every time. I'm going to feel like I'm okay. Lord, I need you to check me. Whose voice am I listening to? Sister Vicki this year has had a theme at school. The theme was, I wish this reporter would have heard about the theme you have for school. Walking and talking with Jesus. Now she says you can talk to him, but he just isn't going to be answering you back. But her theme was walking and talking with Jesus. Is that possible? And if it's possible, am I taking full advantage of it? I want to go to a verse that they used this last week when I was there in John 10. You know, because we can look through the scripture and we find a whole lot of places that talk about the Lord's voice. And this one, 10:3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow. They will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. You know what? I want to be able to recognize that voice. I don't want it to get mixed up with other voices. Got another song I'd like for us to look at. Song number 290, verse 4. Dear Shepherd, I hear and will follow thy call. I know the sweet sound of thy voice. Protect and defend me, for thou art my all, and in thee I will ever rejoice. That verse is backing up John 10:3-5. I recognize that voice. I have been hearing that voice, and I know which one it is, because there are going to be other voices. There is another song I'd like to look at. This one is on 487. Because all these started, it's almost like the Lord said, I'm going to just load you down with some verses and some songs to let you know I want to talk to my people.
Yes.
This is 487. I'd like to look at just the first verse. All the burdens once so heavy, light and easy, seem to be. In my soul is heaven's sunshine when my Savior talks with me. In my heart a song is ringing, earth like heaven seems to be. Life new joy to me is bringing when my Savior talks with me. So is it possible in 2018 for the Lord to talk to us? It's very possible. He wants to be able to do it. Got another song. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. There's a verse I'd like for us to look at in Romans 3:3. There's going to be a lot of unbelief all around us. There's people that today tell you there is no God. There's people that tell you you can talk to Jesus, but he won't talk back to you. This verse says, what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Let God be true and every man a liar. I look at this verse and what I say is, you know what? I'm pretty happy to have a vice president that says, you know what, I talk to Jesus. Because I tell you what, if we ever need Jesus to be talking, it's up there in the high places in authority. Jesus talks to me. You know what? That relationship is what Christ wants to have with every one of us. That we be able to talk to him and he be able to communicate back with me. There's a verse in Psalms 27. And this verse again tells about that two-way communication. 27th chapter of Psalms. And in the 8th verse. When thou saidst, seek my face. You know, there's a lot of places in the Bible where it's telling us to do that. Call on me. When thou saidst, seek my face. You know what? There's got to be a response come back from us. He's spoken. Now what am I going to say? My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Here's what I'm going to do. Lord, you've given me the invite, and I'm coming after it. There's another verse, Revelations 22:17. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. You know what? Here's that voice again that we say he don't talk. You know, we heard just from this news article, he doesn't talk to us. Here it's saying, he's saying, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. There's another verse of a song I want to sing. This is in song number 256. This is that call. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear and open up the door, we'll have a two-way communication. Song number 256, the first and the second verse. When I get weary with toils of the day, off in the secret I kneel and pray. There I can hear my Lord sweetly say, closer, my child, to me.
Closer, my child, to me. Closer, my child, to me. Closer, my child, to me. Come closer. Come closer. Closer, my child, to me. When all around in this cold, dark land, nothing encourages me to stand, Jesus says, holding me by the hand, come closer, child, to me. Closer, my child, to me. Closer, my child, to me. Closer, my child, to me. Come closer. Come closer. Closer, my child, to me.
Did Saul, whose name later was called Paul, did he have two-way communication with the Lord?
Yes.
He sure did while he was still unsaved. You know what, really, that's the only way we're going to be saved.
Yes,
is there's going to have to be a call come to us, and we respond to it. Paul responded to it. This is in Acts, the 9th chapter. And in the 4th verse, after the bright light shone from heaven, says he fell to the earth and he heard a voice. Here's this voice again, saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And here Saul is answering back to that voice. He said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling, this is Saul, and astonished, said, Lord, what would you have me to do? You know what, there's times when we can find out, you know what, I thought I was going the right direction. Saul thought he was doing God's service by trying to stamp out Christianity. And Jesus came to him with a visit to be able to turn him around. Walking and talking with Jesus. And it came down to the point that Paul had another communication with the Lord. It said he sought the Lord three times that this thorn in the flesh would be taken away. This is in 2 Corinthians 12 and 8 through 9. He sought the Lord three times. So here's the communication going to the Lord. Lord doesn't answer anybody anymore? No, the Lord came back to him with an answer. And that answer was, my grace is sufficient for you. Folks, what we need is to be able to have the Lord to communicate back to us and give us the assurance that all things are well, that he will take care of us when trouble comes. So possibly Vice President Pence is right. He talks to the Lord and the Lord answers him back again. You know what? Each one of us need to be able to have that. So there was another question that came to me. How do we know if it's God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit that's speaking to me? I was looking at a verse in 1 John 5 and 7. You know, because sometimes maybe we'd like to separate it. Well, how can I tell if it's God talking to me or Jesus talking to me? And in that verse it says, these three are one. They all work together to be able to communicate with me. There is a verse that tells us the Spirit speaketh expressly. The Spirit is speaking. And so I look at those, the possibilities that I have for the Lord to be able to communicate with me, and not just in negative ways. You know what, when it came to the point, God, I don't think ever intended it to be a negative thing for him to go down in the cool of the day and visit with Adam and Eve. I think it was a relationship thing that he was looking forward to, of being able to visit with them. There are times with us that we wonder, how can I know if it's the voice of Satan or if it's the voice of the Lord. I want to be able to know the voice. This came to me. The best way to be able to understand what voice it is what direction is it leading. Adam and Eve, if they would have tested the voice, check the direction that it's leading. God gave us this command. Now, I've got this other voice that's saying, he really didn't mean what he was saying. You know, we can have the same things happen to us today. A voice. We might even think it's just my own human reasoning, sorting things out and coming up to conclusions. What I need to do with it is find out which direction will this lead me, and I'll be able to recognize what voice it is. There are times that discouraging thoughts can come to your mind that cloud you up and get you so discouraged. And then you say, wait a minute, where's that coming from? Because God never does that. I find out that, you know what, even when the Lord wants to deal with me, it's not to cast me down. What its purpose is to show me a way to improve and do better. It always will show a way to rise above that. When so many times Satan will, to somebody that even maybe they fell back into sin, what would Satan like to tell them? You might as well give it up. Don't ever try again. You'll never be able to do it. You know what? Immediately I can tell that's not the voice of the Lord. The Lord will call me and draw me back to him. There's another verse in Hebrews 12:5. I need to be able to recognize this voice. It says, my son, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. When trouble comes into my life, you know what? It's so easy to say, that's Satan right there causing trouble to come to me. My neighbor caused me difficulty. The devil must be working through my neighbor on me. You know what? I look at Job when the troubles came into his life. What he said was, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If I can come to the place to realize, you know what? My desire is to make heaven my home. I want the Lord to send into my life whatever will give me the best opportunity. And he wants to do that. And then when troubles come, for me to recognize, you know what, I just prayed for the Lord to send into my life what will help me make it to heaven. And so I'm going to take this as one of those opportunities. And Job, with the troubles that came into his life, you don't see him saying, those Chaldeans, one of these days, they're going to pay for what they stole from me. That's how Joseph kept the victory. Yes. For 13 years of difficulty. Was he didn't keep a book and attach names onto it, that this one has caused me trouble and one day we will even up the score. In fact, he went all those 13 years and ended it up summing it this way. Even to his brothers, he said, it wasn't you that put me here. It was God. You know what? That's quite a testimony there. To recognize God leads my path. So when troubles come to me, I don't assign that to a person that caused me difficulty. But God has some kind of plan for me. And I want to tell you, all this is going to be so valuable when I come down to my last breath.
Yes.
That I have been able to recognize the voice of the Lord. I have yielded to him when he comes to me for changes that I need to make in my life. Because there's another verse that I want to read. And this is another two-way communication. It's one of the last verses in the Bible. Revelations 22:20. Because all of us are going to hear this one day. He which testifieth these things saith, and this is red letters, Jesus speaking, surely I come quickly.
Yes.
You know, one day each of us are going to have the call. This is it. You're about to breathe your last breath and go out of here. And what will be my response? No, I need time. I've got to have time. I've got so many things to clear up that I did not do.
Yes.
John didn't have to do that. In this same verse, when it came, surely I come quickly. His communication back again was, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." I'm not going to be able to do that just by something at the end, and I've not had the practice beforehand of recognizing the voice of the Lord where He's able to lead us. So I've got one more verse in closing. This is the one where we're coming down close to the end now. This is Psalm number 370. Again, it's talking about a voice. And if ever I needed to hear the voice, I want to be able to hear it on my last day. Verse number 1 and 3. There's a voice full of sweetness and love. It is speaking so kindly to me. I will lead you to bright realms above, where the Spirit forever is free. I am waiting, I am longing for the summons to come, when from sorrow and trouble I'm free. When with Jesus I am reigning in that heavenly home, where forever its beauties I'll see. There's a sweet voice that calls o'er and o'er. It is cheering my spirit today. Since my treasure is on yonder shore, I must gain it and live there for I am waiting, I am longing for the summons to come, when from sorrow and trouble I'm free. When with Jesus I am reigning in that heavenly home, where forever its beauties I'll see. This verse might would make you think, well, I don't enjoy living here anymore. I want out of here. I want to go to heaven. But I believe what this does is, this means I've done my inventory. Yeah. I've taken care of everything. I'm ready for when He calls for me. And you know what? If I'm ready to die, I'm really ready to live. To be able to please the Lord with my life. I am so thankful that as the world around us says, there's nothing to it. Folks, we'd be able to come here together to service and the Lord give us scriptures, give us song to say, I still want to visit you just as much as I did way back there. To communicate with us, not just in service, but tomorrow. That song, I Come to the Garden Alone. Tomorrow, when you get up and you see the sunrise, that you be able to turn your thoughts toward the Lord. You know what? It's a communication between you and God. Yes. There's a verse that says, the wicked through the pride of his countenance does not seek after God. It says God is not in all his thoughts. His thoughts are on something else. But you know, it's going to be real important for me to be able to communicate with Jesus. Amen. I've got to move over into this place where I guard. I bring into captivity my thoughts. Because you know what? My thoughts are directed by voices that come to me. And often I can think they're my own voice. And yet they can bring me into places where I'm sad. I'm just despondent. And the Lord wants to lift us up. And so I want to be very careful to be able to recognize, where's this taking me? These thoughts that I'm thinking of discouragement, where's this thing going to take me to when the Lord wants to be able to lift us up, each one? I desire your prayers.